So I wanted to talk about Nidarim, Nidrei Tzedaka, which was what we started last week, pledges. So what are the common shilas? You pledge money, like I mentioned the story last week, you pledge money for one thing, they don't really need it in the end. You want to change your mind, you want to give it to someone else. All these concepts. So we have to know the following, that a lot of the shilas, common shilah. A guy makes a pledge and he dies. Does his estate have to keep the pledge? Zami, what are you?
His family, his estate, definitely should be a machleik for.
That's what you hope.
You know,
I mean, that's a good question. What was machayev them? The father made a neder. So okay, he made a neder. But let's say the father made a neder to fast Bahab. They also have to keep that. So I'm saying, so maybe this is just a nether. And he made a nether, he'll give tzedakah. It's like a mitzvah. But who says that it's mechayev him to keep it?
Depending on it. It did something for that person.
Who says that organization?
I'm saying, if they did, obviously if there's a financial something that they did because he made the pledge.
Commitment beforehand?
Whatever it is, I'm just saying. You made a 10-year plan, I'm going to give $1 million a year, you build a
building. Okay, that's an interesting case. Okay, that's a good child. What about the other way around? Let's say they collect money for someone and he dies. Do they have to give to their children? Pum fakir. Right?
The kids are still living in a house, then the same need as from before is still there.
Someone's even a bigger need. But they made a pledge for this. What happens in various different cases like that? So, the first thing we have to know is that we spoke out last week that there's a Gemara that says Beficha zua tzedaka, that with this we learn out Kalash and Nidarta, that when you make Nidrei tzedaka, you're mechuyev to keep your word. What's the chiddush of that? The chiddush is that normally tzedaka, I guess you make a shvuah that I will give, even if you said sell a zula tzedaka, kind of you were talking about the item, it's still chal as Nidrei tzedaka, and there's a din of Beficha zua tzedaka. That you have to keep your word. We also said that once you did that and you were mafresh the money and you gave it to the gabbai, then you can't change your mind, you can't do anything about it. We discussed last week, what about before you give it to the gabbai, but you made a neder tzedakah, you plan on keeping it, but can you switch from one sort of tzedakah to another type of tzedakah? So that we mentioned is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It would seem like Aruch HaShulchan's psak, and that seems to be the ungenum in a psak, is that once you made a neder for a specific type of tzedakah, you shouldn't really switch. He said tzedakah la'aniyim, you don't go switch it to give to a shul. And he said to the shul, you don't go switch it to something else. When you make a tzedakah to a certain type of tzedakah, you should keep it as that type of tzedakah. We discussed if you could borrow against it. We said you could borrow. And until you give it to the gabbai, you shouldn't borrow.
If money's by a gabbai, could you tell him to switch it around also? Or that's once by
a gabbai? Once it's going to the gabbai, it's by the gabbai. Kipshutai. Where does it come up, the shaila? Where the shaila comes up is, what happens if you made a neder to a specific ani? So if you made a neder to a specific ani, are you mechuyev to give it to that specific ani? Are you mechuyev to give it to that specific ani? Now, obviously, in Hilchos Nedarim, you have to give it to that ani. But the shaila is, was that ani koine anything? Why would you say that ani is koine anything? Because by hekdesh is a concept of who you've heard this concept. Amirasi legavoya can be sirasi lehedjer dami. That normally most items need a kinyan. If I want to give you something, if I want to give you this thing, I can't just say I'm giving it to you. It's nachal. You need to make a kinyan, right? But when it comes to hekdesh, if I say I'm making this hekdesh, all of a sudden, not just a neder that I have to give it to hekdesh, it belongs to hekdesh now. How did it become, where hekdesh didn't make a kinyan? Where's the kinyan? So there's a din, amirosei legavoya, saying it belongs to kinyan is kibisira lehedyot, is equivalent to giving it to a hedyot, is a maisa kinyan. So I say this belongs to hekdesh, so then it belongs to hekdesh. So the poskim want to know, what if you say this belongs to aniyim? I'm giving this to that guy over there. He's an ani, I'm giving it to him. Do you say, since it's like a tzedakah, it's like a type of hekdesh, maybe you say, I'm also a gavoyak, I'm also, I didn't belong to him already. That's the shaila in the poiskim. It's a very, very interesting shaila.
It's a
matzias on the chayfetz. So here also,
there's...
Nobody has... It doesn't have to be a kinyan. It's Bedek Abayis. It's like a...
It doesn't belong to the Bedek Abayis. It just has Kedusha on it right now. And you're Mechoy, you still have
no,
to
no,
give
no.
it.
No. It belongs to
still
them.
Still have to give it.
It belongs to them.
So it's the same like you made a Kenyan?
Yeah. That's the whole idea. I'm Yossel Goy. Is Kedusha Yossel Ahed Yib Dami? So...
Are we talking about a specific Ani or Aniyan?
Chorek to a specific Ani.
Even a specific Ani.
Yeah. So... if you look at the very, very last page of this handout that I gave out here, so on the very last page is a Machan Ephraim. In case Moshe lies, so you can keep this from Moshe if he comes. So, you can share with him. So, there's a Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim says, Mishinoda lite mani matana la'ani yadua. Yogel shanoisai litinoi la'ani acher. So there's different tshuvas he brings. Okay? And he says, some say you could, some say you can't. In the end he says, Ad kitei kach, he wants to paskin that it belongs to the ani, that you say, Amirasel gavoya is kamisirasel hedyot, and he brings a halacha. You know, the halacha is, if I'm teveya you something, I say, you owe me $100. Right? You owe me $100, and you say, I don't owe you anything. You have to make a shvuah to fend for my taina. Midirabonon, it's a shvuah tesis. If you're moide b'miktas, it's a shvuah deraisa. You have to address my taina, because I'm a baldover. You owe me money. What happens if an ani comes to an usher and says, you made an edit to owe me $100? So does the Baal Bais have to answer that taina? So the Mordechai says, the Baal Bais has to make a shvuah on that. Because if the ani says, you made a neder to give me money, it's like you gave it to me, you're machin it to me, because so mainly it becomes about dover on that $100, then he can mechayv a shvua. So in other words, he's saying that the concept is that if you look at the very last line in this paragraph where it's second paragraph, this middle paragraph where it's marked all the way at the end, Ava benoy del ani yadua reizin eschayiv lo iso ani ba mirosa kemoshin eschayiv bekinyin da mirosa legavoyevs kem mirosa lehedyet v'chikas v'ashach bepezayin hekach ein yochol l'shanoysa afil litno l'ani acher. So if you told an ani to his face, I am giving you $100, it becomes his. This is the psak of the Machan Ephraim of Amiyos Lagavoya is Kemisir Asir Lahadiyot. Do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch like that? It would seem like we do. I think it's over here. I'm reading Shulchan Aruch, Reish Din Ches Sevav. It says, "Hanoidel etzdaka ainu yachol lachzer boy elam ke nishal lachacham v'hitelai v'migiel yagaba ainu yachol leshalai." So basically, once you make the promise, it's his, and that's it. Now, if you paskin like that, the Torah explains that the reason that that's true is. Yeah, once you talked about a specific money, you didn't say, I promise I myself am going to give bli neder or with a neder or whatever, I'm going to give $100 to tzedakah. You didn't say, I'm giving this money to you specifically. So here, the halacha is, ha'omer. So, based on this, if you go with this chiddush, which is a shayla and a rishonim, but the shulchan passes that way, so both of the questions that we dealt with before would be answered. Two nafkaminas I have now of amiras al gavoya. One is that if the neider dies, the estate has to fulfill his neder. If it would just be al tzilchas nedarim, so then they don't have to fulfill his nether. Because he died. Just like I said before. Just like if the guy made a nether, he's going to fast Bahab, his kids don't have to fast Bahab.
But
Mr. Russell, you gave it away already.
Now, what if the person, specifically when he made his nether, he said, this is not against my estate. Like my pledge to the Kol, which I made very clear. If I have your pledge, you better hope I'm going to live around for 5 years. It's not against the estate.
Okay, so maybe you can be master that. But the Yisoid is theoretically, and also Gavoyis Kmisosil Hedyot makes it that the it's a real tvia that the that is state. Against the state, and who didn't fakir the chayra is that if the ani dies, you have to give it to the children of the ani. Okay, so that brings us to another question.
Or even if they're not aniyim.
Huh?
Even if they're not aniyim.
Yeah. Correct.
Would it still be staka?
Now.
No.
What?
Would it still
now,
be staka?
Well, this is another question. Is there's a halacha like this. We just started talking about it last week. That theoretically speaking, there's a halacha that says the following. They collected money for an ani. So the Gaboim collected money, that Gaboim have the money. Now, the Kuli Amo, without even this whole Shtickle Torah, once you collected money, you gave it to the Gabai. So you collected the money, the Gabai has the money, that's it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, V'hoisiru amashet tzarech. So they collected too much. They were trying to collect for this guy for his chasana. And they've paid for it. That's it. So it was a mesuyim amount. They were collecting for medical bills. They paid the bills. Hamoyser shaloi. The ani owns all the money. Vimgobu laniyim stam voisir yishmul laniyam acherim. V'chein moyser shavoi is l'oysay shavoi. Unbelievable thing. They collected money to free a shavoi. Now they freed him with half the money. The second half of the money, he gets to pocket it because it was for him. That's a Mishnah in Shkolim. That once you collect the money for an ani and you gave it to the Gabbai was zoicha on behalf of the ani, it's his money. Even though the need that you collected for was fulfilled with less. Vim gobul shvuyim stam v'yisiru, then it's different. Now, okay?
No case for the kids. Maybe they don't need it then.
Why? Well, it says ani shegavu loy. What are you saying? You're saying that.
As it all becomes osiru, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but you have to give it to him anyway. Now, you could say there are three reasons, three cases why. Maybe it's not so simple. Let's take a case. You were going collecting money. Rav Shlomo Zalman had such a case. You were going to collect money to buy someone a new refrigerator. This is a case Rav Shlomo Zalman had. There's a guy, he mentioned to his, I don't have a refrigerator, We had that case here, actually. There's somebody that was fetching that, my air conditioner doesn't work. I keep on saying something to you. How did my house? So someone asked him, like, he said, my air conditioner's broken, I can't afford a new one. So then, so a couple of people got together to buy this person a new, in the meanwhile, someone else heard about it and just bought it themselves. Okay? So, the case, the shaila is, in that case, is that the same thing as Hoysiru? Is that the same thing? So, there's three reasons why. In three cases, I think, you could figure out a way to get out of this. Because people don't feel very good about this. It's not the geschmacka thing. You collected money for a need. The need was paid for, but you have to give the money anyway. Okay? So, there's three reasons why it may not, three cases why we could figure out it may not be true in all cases. Case number one, if by the time you made the neder, the need was already fulfilled, taka. So then it's a neder b'tois altogether. Because the whole nether was assuming he needed it. He doesn't need it anymore. By the time you made the nether, he never needed it. Okay?
You don't know that.
You don't know it, but it was a toast. Because the need was fulfilled already. By the time you got in the picture, the need was fulfilled.
Was that mean fulfilled financially, or the air conditioning was put in?
No, it means some financially.
Okay.
Yeah. So that means that another guy pledged and said, you know, I'm just going to cover the whole thing. And then they come to me, and not knowing that, they're like, hey, can you pay for the guy's air conditioning? Yeah, I'll contribute. Okay, by the time you contributed, the air conditioning was taken care of. So you came in too late. It's a nether b'tois. It could be it's not chal at all. That would be case number one.
And then what happens to that money? It goes back to...
No, then there's nothing.
Oh, he doesn't have to fill his split.
Yeah, because I did it mistakenly.
Sorry.
It was a mistake.
And what if it was already collected?
By the time... Yeah, but it depends. If at the time that I pledged it, according to this pshat, at the time that I pledged it, it was already taken care of, then the whole pledge was invalid.
They give it back.
Yeah. The next pshat would be, is that it wasn't such a specific case. It wasn't like a bunch of guys got together for this guy. The more common scenario is that it's usually the same people collecting for the group that they're collecting for. So let's say there's somebody that his job is, he goes collects for chasnas. A job, whatever. He took it upon himself to do that. So when now he comes to you and says, hey, this person's making chasnas, you want to be mishtatif. Really, you know that last week he came to you for a different chasana, and next week, hopefully, he's going to come to you for another chasana. So really, your whole das is to give al das the gabbai. I'm not really giving for the one he's asking me today.
Who they're giving to, basically.
Right.
You're giving to the person that's collecting, not the person.
Yeah, I'm giving because he's asking me for chasana that he's collecting for. Yeah, you're right. He has a specific one he has in mind right now, but the point is he has a need now that he's collecting for. My das is al das the gabai. I'm not giving for this need. I never really gave it to that person. My whole das was for the tzurich of the gabai's collections. And Mamela, in that case, the nafkamina is, I wouldn't be able to get the money back. What?
It's like the money going to the OJC account.
Yes, I'm saying so. I wouldn't be able to get the money back in that case, but he doesn't have to give it to that person either. He could keep it for the next wedding. That would be another shot, okay? Which is probably a common scenario. In you know, it's not common that the money's not needed. But I'm saying, in cases that the money's not needed, this would be the more common scenario that you collected it for something, and it's al das the gaboim, and basically the gaboim, even though they made one drive, it's understood from the people giving it that they're giving it for the general drive. The third pshat is a fascinating pshat of the Rosh. The Rosh says that he makes a very, very, at first glance, it sounds like it's a not logical chiluk. But then if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. He says this, that it says that when you collect money, moisar ha'ani la'aysay ani, when you collect too much, you have to give it anyway. That's only if whatever you collected for taka happened. So, let's take the case. You collected for Pidyon Shvuyim, and you say, we need $100,000 for this Pidyon Shvuyim, and now, Lamaisa, you collect $100,000, you're able to do the Pidyon Shvuyim for $80,000. So the other $20,000 goes to the Shavuy, because you collected for him. It's a very specific need, and that's the Mishnah on Shkolim. Moisar Pidyon Shvuyim, Loisar Shavuy. Okay. But says the Rosh, what about another case happens? Let's say they never end up freeing him altogether. Why? Because, you know, he decides he doesn't mind living like a guy. You know, the Arabs capture him, and he says, you know what, fine, he just converts to Islam, this guy, and ends up becoming an Arab. So you never free him. So then also you have to give him the money? It's not mistaber. He says, what happens if you collected for tzorchei refuah? And the surgery costs $100,000. We collect $100,000 for all those surgeries. Okay, and then it ends up costing $80,000. Fine, so you give the chayla the other $20,000. That's what you have to do.
You didn't collect it for the chayla or the Chevy. You collected it.
That's the mission of Shkola. That's what it does say. That's what I'm saying. So you have to give all the money to the chayla. But what happens if the chayla doesn't want to do the procedure?
Or he gets better
on his own. So in that case, says the Rosh, it's not yetachin that the din applies, because you never had the need in the first place. The need went away. So if the need that you collected for was never realized, in that case, That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. This is the Shita of the Rosh.
If it's by insurance, it seems that it's like nerves.
What?
If at the end was paid by the insurance, that means that it was like never.
That's a good Shaila. I don't know. Could be that's not like that. Could be there you do have to give
it's
it.
Not a deductible and.
It could be you still have to give it in that case. That would be like someone else came and paid for the air conditioner. But the, what happens if it never happened? Right? You collect it for a chasana and the shidduch is called off. So there's no chasana. So in that case, the Rosh says this din does not apply. Because if you collect it for the chasana and then you collect it too much, and you don't have our case before, it's not for the gaboyim and all this stuff. It's one time thing for this guy, and you collected for it, and he paid, collected too much. Okay, you got to give him the rest. But if the chazan never happened, so there we're mekel. And this is a very, this is a tshuva in the Rosh. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simreshin Gimel Sif Zayin. It says, Moi, it's not in there. Moi shegavu lepidyon shavui umeis koidim shenivde. So, it's a question what to do. And he says, V'hu adin, im nodar echad liyesoima mo'is lahasiya umesa de leizochu bahem yarshim. They don't get it in that case. And same thing if the shavui dies, you don't have to give to the yarshim. I think there's the right one. Yeah, and the Gura says, the Dafka Hikash Nasis Hamitzvah Shinigri Samaman Beshvila Vuhutar Hoyser, Mashaikir Kiagavna Dam Dinan Daitayu, that they never had das for it. So this is could be a common scenario where the thing that you collected for ended up being bottle muvotal.
They didn't have Kavona to give from it.
Right. So that's different. So I would say basically it ends up being three cases. One case, the Ikra Halacha is a Mishnah. You collect for someone, you got to give it to that person, no matter what, even if they don't, even if it's too much money. Okay, Hoyser. But there's three exceptions, I would say. Exception number one is if by the time you made the nether, it was already collected, so it's a tois in the first place. Number two is you gave it adas to the gaboyim. In that case, the nafkamina is you don't get the money back, but the money would continue to be in that fund for the next one. Or number three, the whole thing was batal mavotal. It just never happened. So you gave for a building fund and the building never happened. You gave for something that it's happened before. A kohel wants to start in a certain community, they collect money, it never opens. So if it never happens, so then... Then it was not Aldas Kane. It was never Aldas Kane to make the neder b'chiyah gavna.
Okay. What if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't completely happen? So it doesn't happen at all. I hear. What happens?
I don't know all the pratim. It's very a lot of pratim in this.
Because I give for a building, right? So guys, okay, so, and then they change whatever they're doing.
Okay.
It's closer now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know all the pratim of heart, how to apply all this exactly, but the klal is the klal, okay?
Does the gabbai tzedakah have to disclose his commissions prior?
Good one.
Because if you're giving to someone, let's say they need $1,000 and he's taking $400 from it, would you give that $1,000 knowing that this organization is only getting?
I'm saying. I think it's understood that every organization has overhead.
You're a terror, it's written on the bottom that no.
What's the zero? I don't know, I'm just.
Huh?
Yeah, it's on the bottom.
Yeah.
No, so he's talking about the money that the Gabbai himself keeps. The Mashiach himself, what about the money?
That's part of the overhead.
That's if he works for it, but if it's a freelance.
There's two different setups, right?
It's for a freelance.
What?
It's not just he has a salary, it's based on how much he collects.
Commissions.
Yeah, commissions, not the salary.
But same thing, same overhead. How are you going to get that money otherwise? The person has to understand that. If the organization wouldn't have that fundraiser, then they wouldn't be able to function, or they would have to hire a different person. It's the same amount of money. What's the difference if it's commission or not? The bottom line is they can't function without having that money. And how are they getting that money? Money doesn't grow on trees.
The last time solved with the problem that if the person giving will realize, for example, that according to halacha, it's, let's say, 40, 49%, let's say, the more extreme case, maybe we'll not give. We'll say, I'm not giving.
I've heard people on perm say, you show up with limousines, I'm not giving you a cent. Because you're paying part of the money I'm giving you, and you're spending.
Just because they want to have fun and whatever. But I'm saying,
you don't know that.
100%. I'm just saying.
Obviously, if a person wants to get totally reina stuck up, there are things that are very rain that stuck, they have no overhead, or all the overhead's covered by individuals. All the overhead's covered separately, and then everything's collected goes to the organization. But in general, those are smaller things, smaller operations. But, you should trust the people they give them to. It's talking to one way or the other.
It's also
if you don't trust the people, you shouldn't give them anyway.
But it's a very difference if you're paying an organization and they're paying a fundraiser a salary. So that's just part of the salary. But if the fundraiser is taking 30%,
that's what they're saying.
I understand. It's like, it's up to you where you want to give your money to. So give your money to a place where you feel more comfortable. You know, if you feel the God was
saying, I don't know. There's nothing wrong. But the question is what people want. I don't know what that means. If I would have known, you just say a little bit. This guy's flying around the planet Earth for the fun of it?
There are certain organizations that only get 30 cents on the dollar. So knowingly, if you have a choice of giving,
you have the right to say, I don't want to get to that.
Right, so does one have to disclose up front their percentages?
They don't.
Why would they have to disclose?
In any industry,
if you feel it's understood that there's a cost.
I don't think it's necessarily right the other way. I think the opposite. I don't think it's right to say to the fundraiser, I'm only giving this, I'll ask you don't get any commission. I'm working hard for this. What do you mean? How is the organization supposed to...
Credit processing fee.
Everybody has a credit processing fee.
It's 40% of processing fee or 50%, whatever.
By the way, about processing fees, a little easier topic to discuss. So about credit card processing fees. It's
not MICER.
I don't know if it's not MICER, but you're not Mekayim your pledge with that. You're not Mekayim your pledge with that. This is what Rabbi Reisman said. Rabbi Reisman said that, I heard him say this at an H3 conference, and I almost go wild. He said, if you get a link, okay, you get a link to a site, and you want to give $180, you give it on a credit card, and you know they're only going to get $175 from that, or less.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Your $180 is all MICER. That's fine. It's because all that's part of the expenses of the campaign. That's my thing. But if you made a pledge to the organization prior, you made a pledge that I'm going to give $1,000. And at the time that you gave it, you didn't have in mind you were going to give it with your credit card. Then you start running a credit card. So the mice, you never gave the organization $1,000. You only gave them the $960. Right? You didn't give them the $1,000. So Mamela, even though you spent $1,000 the toy best organization,
card, that's the way of your payment.
Then that was what you had in mind in a chanami. That's fine. But if you didn't have in mind later on to pay with a credit card, he said, you're not Makayim your nether. Because the nether wasn't that I'm gonna spend $1,000 in your honor. The point was that the organization has to get $1,000 and you never gave it to them. Now the oil was tiny there, that's not true. I gave them $1,000, and just like they have to pay their secretary and they have to pay their this, so they pay the credit card fees. I gave them $1,000, and now they're paying the credit card fee. So Yitain is not true because they never get deposited in their account the full $1,000. They hold that back from them before.
And unlike the secretary, they get the money paid.
So really, he held that it's not a keem of your nether. If you pay with a credit card. Unless, like you're saying, you had in mind. When you make the pledge, obviously, that's how I pay everything.
Credit card of
what's
my
Once I heard from a driver, someone that came through a driver, and asked him how much you need to give to a driver. Like, let's say, like, 20%. Okay, so this is $18. I'll tell the driver that you got the $18, and this is just for you. Don't tell. That's also will be us on the other side. Or not.
Yeah. I don't know.
When you give to a credit card company like charity.com, that
the organization is not getting all that money.
What?
The organization is not getting all that money.
No, I know. They,
but it could be for Meiser. But I don't know if you're a
kind of... They would give you a choice in the bottom. Do you want to cover the $2 processing fee?
That's another good thing of things like donors fund is the organization gets the whole thing.
Right.
And okay. Does that processing fee get... Can that be paid for Meiser too?
That's what I'm saying. It's Meiser, but it may not be a fulfillment of your personal pledge.
A lot of times,
what can happen is someone would say, "I'm making a large pledge. Okay, I'm making a large pledge. Okay, and then he says, okay, but I want to. You know, he says, you know what? I just got this new credit card. Whatever, I want to put my just charge the card. So yeah, and the organization's not going to go and stop. Okay, do the 3%. You know, but Lamaisa, the guy didn't fulfill his nether.
Why would it be different?
Now, by the way, question. Is
the wire, you have to have the wire also?
I mean, what about
a... Okay, so the wire is your fee, yeah.
The wire, there's a fee when
for the sender, it has to pay that fee.
Right. Yeah, but
that's Pusha, though.
Right.
That's Pusha, that the $30 wiring fee goes on the... That's on the organization.
Why is it the same thing? Right. You owe them $1,000.
Come on.
Cash.
So now,
you had in mind, in the nether, I'm going to be paying this with the credit card.
But if your nether was some $10,000, and then you get this new credit card, you say, you know what, I want some points. I want to, after, within the first 2 months, I got to put $10,000 on. So I'll run this pledge over there and write there. But you didn't have in mind, normally, it's not how you pay your pledges. So then that wouldn't count.
That's why I pay my lease in Burner Boys.
No shilas. That's it. Goes by the pound. A question is a nether something, which is a very important question, okay? Is a nether something that the organization or the ani could be meichel? Let's say you go to, you know, you go over to an ani, say, no, I made a nether. That I'm going to, I had in mind, I spoke it out. I really want to help you with this. You know, I know you're buying a house, you can't afford it. I want to give you money towards your house. And the guy, Bishum Panavoyfin, does not mekabel it. He does not want the money. He'll not accept the money. So, okay, so if I made a present, it could be boichel. But Nedarim was, what's it? I made a neder. It's my din. It's my chiyuv. Who cares if he is meichel? Right, a lot of times people will say, we'll ask an organization or whatever, could be meichel the nether. Is that valid, or do you say that the nether is between the neder and Hashem, and the makabel cannot be meichel that? So
he's asking on what basis? Because he can't afford it.
No, why would he want them to be Michael?
Well, he was drunk when he made the thing.
Well, then it wasn't over there.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy can't afford it anymore.
There's some good wine.
So there's a machoikis between the later Achorinim over here. That... The Chaim Kanievsky seems to say that you're potter. As long as the guy was Michael, you're potter. But others, including the Tzedaka Mishpat, which are boy, they say it depends on the scenario. It depends how much of a clear umdana is there, and a clear understanding is there, that the only reason that the person made the neder was to get to this ani. You know, normally you would say, it's similar to what we said before, which would be like a case where it was more generic, and okay, so he doesn't want it, I'll give it to someone else of a similar need. It's like a nidrei tzedakah in general. Really, you could say, maybe my kavana really wasn't to him so much, it was more general, I wanted to give tzedakah, lemaisa, I'll give it to him because he needs it, and if he doesn't want it, then I'll give it to someone else. Unless you know for sure that your kavanah was specifically for him, then mechila won't work. So, for example, let's say it's your maaser money, and you made a neder, you're going to play with your maaser money to this place. Let's say you don't want it. Okay, so they don't want it, so give it to someone else. you're going to end up giving the money anyway. So there may be different. To not give it at all is a much bigger shaila. That would be a much bigger chiddush. To not give it at all to anybody. Okay, so what I want to talk about next week is two more halachas and pledges. One halach is a pledge b'machshava, which is very common. You have a guy coming around, you were planning on giving it to him, you were mel davening, and then by the time you turn around, he's not there anymore. So, or some of you are at an event and you got inspired and you're like, oh man, I really want to give. You never actually verbalized it, and then Maisa, you, it's a fleeting moment, and it settles down, and you realize, no, I'm not doing that. So, the halacha of a neder b'machshava, and the second question is bal ta'acher, which we touched on before. We want to get back to also is bal ta'acher. I really want to get back to that answer to that one question we had in bal ta'acher, which is what if you're mafresh the money, do you have to give it right away?
Rabbi, just